Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
These all died in faith, not having received the promise. None of these patriarchs saw the complete fulfillment of God's promise, but they saw afar off what God was going to do. By the way, that's why it's called faith. If you see, we looked at this in the book of Romans here a while, but if you see it, it ain't faith no more. But you don't see it, now it's not a jump in the dark, but you see it by faith based on the word of God, you believe it. And you believe, and my dad used to say this, and I don't know where this old saying come from, even if hair lips Hannah, I don't know what that means, but you say, yeah, I'm going to believe it till it hair lips Hannah, you know, that I'm going to trust God to the very end, that God will fulfill his promises. The important thing is not what we live in, but what we look for. Let that sink in. The important thing is not what we live in now, but what we look for. Remember Abraham's, and talked about this for 100 years, talked about this last week. For 100 years, God had promised him a land, and he owned nothing. He didn't own a piece of property except 2 grave plots for him and his wife. That's all he owned. He lived in tents, moving. God just moved him around. That's what he's saying. It's not what we live in, but what we look for. How does that apply today? I have it written down here just a little bit. I'll read it to you. These all died in faith. You know, I have an outline if y'all been following this. These all died in faith. This is the worthiness of faith. The worthiness of faith. Because what the rest of these promises are. Well, we remember at the beginning, we saw Abel, his was the worship of faith. Remember that? His sacrifice was accepted. Cain's was not, because of the worship. The worship of faith was Abel. We see the walk of faith. The walk of faith was Enoch. Remember, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. And then we see the work of faith. Noah, 120 years. And I still can't get over that. He did it to the saving of his house. Every time he drove a spike, I know they didn't have the iron spikes back then, but a wood plug or whatever, putting those things together, those boards and all together, I believe he was sawing and cutting. He said, this is for my family. And the rest of y'all, if you want to join us, come on. But he said he built the ark for the saving of his house, for his wife and his boys and those daughters. And, of course, anybody else wanted to jump aboard, they could. But it's interesting, 120 years. He's a preacher of righteousness, and his was the work of faith. And if you know, when I was at, in that, by the way, they go in that order, exact order. First, you have to worship. Then you can walk, and then you begin to work. I have no chance that these things are put in here like that. Anyway, then we see the wandering of faith. That was Abraham. The W-A-N-D-E-R, not the W-O-N-D-E-R, but W-A-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. The wandering. Abraham, pack your bags. You're going to a land that I'm going to show you. Where are we going? Just pack your bags. And I told you the story probably how Sarai. Abram comes home, pack your bags. We're going, where are we going? I don't know where we're going. What are you talking about? Most of our ladies, most of us guys, we won't know where we're going. And he began to wander 100 years, a wandering of faith. Then we see the waiting of faith is Sarah. Well, she didn't wait the first time. Well, we find out that God in his... Aren't you glad God's a forgiving God? That we find, I didn't read about it, but when Isaac was born, she laughed. I still got a little bit of time. Let me share this with you. I think it's Genesis 21. Greg, put this up there. Genesis 21. Verse number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah. And I have this underlined in my Bible, as he had said. It took him a while, but she waited. At first, she laughed. And it was a laugh of unbelief. You laughed in that tent. I didn't laugh. I heard you laugh, okay? Isaac's born. And underline that, as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah. And underline this, as he had spoken. Two times in that verse. I mean, you can take God as his word. Remember, you used to be on an old bumper sticker that said it 100 times. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. Okay? God said it, he spoken it as he had said. Verse number 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time. Man, that's important. At the set. God is always right on time. When in the fullness of time has come, in Galatians, God sent forth Jesus. Here's another one. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, as God had commanded them. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh. This is a laugh of joy. The first laugh was a laugh of unbelief. This one, I can just imagine. I can't imagine. How happy, happy, happy. Now I just, happy, everybody's happy. How happy, happy, happy she must have been. 90 years of age. God has made me laugh. And verse number, and so that all that hear will laugh. So Sarah, much could be said, but I gotta move, was the waiting of faith. At first she messed up, but by the way, I look out over the congregation, and when I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and brushed my teeth, I did brush my teeth. I'm so glad that God is a God of the second. He's a forgiving God. And we see that in all of these, and Abraham, he sure messed up, and Sarah messed up, and we go on. You ever heard of a fellow named David? Boy, that guy really messed up. But we'll be talking about this next week, about when Israel, in the millennial reign of Christ, when Jesus rules from the throne of David there in Jerusalem, David will be like his co-ruler. We call it his co-regent. Because God, and I'll bring these verses out next week, God promised David that you're going to rule in Israel. He ain't talking about Jesus, he's talking about any verses anyway. But David messed up, but it's forgiving God. So we see that with Sarah. And then the worthiness of faith. And I love this, and we're going to finish. This ought to make you shout, because it talked about not having, verse number 13, they all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. The word persuaded means to be confident, to be confident. They hadn't seen them. They weren't going to see them in their lifetime. But they all died in faith, being persuaded, being confident. And then I love this next word, and embraced them. The word embraced here means to receive joyfully and draw to oneself as a friend would draw a friend and just embrace them and hold them and won't let go. That's what this word embrace means. Not only were they confident, they embraced these promises. You know, we ought to be the same way. Amen, preacher. God's promised us a lot of things in the future. Heaven, rewards. And we ought to be confident, and we ought to embrace them. Because look at this next. And confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They knew that this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. That's how they died in faith. They were strangers. The word strangers means they were foreigners, and they're pilgrims. Pilgrims were people who sojourn in a strange place. They're an extended journey passing through a foreign land. That's what we are. It's not just talking about them, it's talking about us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.